It's your show now, so what's it gonna be? 'Cause people will tune in. How many train wrecks do we need to see before we lose touch? Oh, and we thought this was low. Well, it's bad getting worse. So where'd all the good people go?
Robin Hood Radio presents Jill Goodman and Cosmic Logic.
Cosmic Logic Lab, 22 January 2021. Everyone's already wearing a mask. Americans have exceeded universal masking benchmarks, but it has not slowed or stopped the spread of COVID-19. The Delphi Group at Carnegie Mellon University has developed a very informative, consistently updated mask compliance tracker. It shows that the overwhelming majority of Americans across the nation are wearing masks. And in virtually every major population center in the United States, especially in areas where COVID-19 cases are rising, mask compliance levels are off the charts high, with most major metro areas registering well over 90% compliance. San Francisco Metro, 97%. New York City Metro, 97%. DC Metro, 97%. Dallas-Fort Worth-Arlington, 94%. Philly area, 96%. Chicago, 95%. Miami-Fort Lauderdale, 96%. Seattle, 96%. The data demonstrates very clearly that Americans have overwhelmingly exceeded the masking compliance percentages needed to supposedly flatten the curve and reduce transmission of the virus. The problem, of course, is that models have not matched reality. Americans are wearing masks, but the hypothesis behind universal masking has not worked to stop the spread of COVID-19. New York Times, 8 December. Here's why vaccinated people still need to wear a mask. The new vaccines will probably prevent you from getting sick with COVID. No one knows yet whether they will keep you from spreading the virus to others, but that information is coming. And from the New York Times on the 18th November, a new study questions whether masks protect wearers. You need to wear them anyway.
Cosmic Logic with Jill Goodman, recorded in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.